Discipleship, Lent Day 36. It would have been appropriate to start the Lenten journey with the topic of discipleship, but I have intentionally left it toward the end of our journey because, as I'm sure you'll agree, discipleship means something different to you today than it did 35 days ago. The word disciple means student or a follower of a person. In the Bible, disciples were those who were in Jesus' company, those who were learning from him. Some of this group went on to become apostles. Apostle means one who is sent. Once they had learned from Jesus, the disciples were commissioned to go out to the world to teach and preach. Being a disciple of Christ means you are one who learns his teachings. You praise him because you have applied his teachings to your life, and the improvement in the quality of your life is overwhelming. At the beginning of this Lenten journey, I asked you to inventory the many aspects of your life. What is necessary to live? What is truly important to your life? By inventorying, you can monitor importance levels. You will have a frame of reference. You can note changes in value and attitude. Today, we switch gears. We are now at a point, discipleship, where we are moving from theory to practice. Lent is no longer a burden, but is something to look forward to, as a time for change, as a time for reflection, as a time for growth. I would venture to say that you are at a point where your outlook and your attitude is notably changed, notably different. Perhaps you would call it a mature outlook and understanding of the self and purpose for the self. How do we survive? How do we make a difference in our lives? How about in the life of our community, of our family, or even in the world? These are questions we start asking now. We have a more mature understanding of faith, less me, and more, what can I do to help others? How can my sacrifice affect the bigger picture in life? How can I put something into the larger collection of what we call life? In this understanding, in this maturation process, discipleship now has a different meaning, for it is not a question of merely following Jesus. It is not even a question of learning what he had to say. It is about actually becoming, living that faith, becoming the person and people of God, the person and people that God wants us to be. The message that our Lord Jesus Christ brought to us 2,000 years ago was a simple one, that God is accessible. God is here. In the here and now, right now. And it does not matter who you are. It does not matter what social class you've come from. It does not matter what your past has contained or not contained. There are no more excuses. God has been revealed, and in that revelation, he is now reachable. We cannot touch him, but we can understand him in a new light. We understand him as pure love, something that touches us and something with which we touch others. It is the message of sacrifice, of faith, hope, and love. Most importantly, it is a holistic message that to be a disciple of Christ, today it means something different to us because we approach Christ holistically. We do not merely focus on his message. We do not merely look at the person of Christ, but collectively the person, the message, the sacrifice, the giving, the God nature is all there for us. So as disciples of Christ, we use all of our senses. We hear his message. We read the message with our eyes, but likewise, we bear witness to the message that is all around us. We see the waves at the ocean, the mountain, the beauty of the flowers, and the smile of our children. We use our nose to absorb the aroma of his creation, the beautiful fragrance of God's wonder. We appeal to our sense of touch. we reach out to people who need a hug, who need a hand. We also find that with those hands that are extended to us are bodies that are waiting to be hugged, waiting to be kissed, waiting to express that love holistically. Finally, we appeal to our sense of taste in the Holy Communion. It is that final recognition that we are disciples. As our fathers teach us, come and taste the Lord, for indeed the Lord is tasty. We are disciples of Christ. We have learned love. We now live love. We must share that love. By this they will know that you are my disciples, says our Lord Jesus Christ, that you love one another. Today's prayer is based on a thought from Neo-Orthodox theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer on discipleship. Costly grace is the gospel which must be sought again and again and again. The gift which must be asked for, the door at which a man must knock. Such grace is costly because it calls us to follow, and it is grace because it calls us to follow Jesus Christ. It is costly because it costs a man his life, and it is grace because it gives a man the only true life. It is costly because it condemns sin, and grace because it justifies the sinner. Above all, it is costly because it cost God the life of his Son. Ye were bought at a price, and what has cost God much cannot be cheap for us. Above all, it is grace because God did not reckon his Son too dear a price to pay for our life, but delivered him up for us. Costly grace is the incarnation of God.